You know, we don't mind. We thank the Lord any time the saints can be together.
Yep.
I'm happy with it. I don't care about the day of the week.
That's true.
Anytime
the
saints can come together, we ought to be together.
That's right.
The Lord wants us to be together.
Right.
He desires for his church to always be stick together.
Right.
Thank Jesus for that. Now, we have at home for the last couple of Sundays, we have been working on spiritual warfare.
All right.
Spiritual warfare. And we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. We're going to look at Ephesians. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 6.
Alright.
Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. Verse 10 through 13. It just simply says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world.
Right.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's right.
Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Right.
And having done all, to stand.
Right.
Now, I want to go over to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. And that just simply says, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
That's right.
And we've been working on the importance of knowing when we come into holiness, we have to get it fixed, we have to get it really rock solid in our minds, that we are entering into a war.
Right.
When you come into holiness, when a person has a mind, they say, I really want to be saved.
Right.
We have to have it in our minds that we are entering into a war.
Right.
And I was telling the saints on Friday, and I said, when you're down there calling Jesus, you have to understand it's a battle.
Right.
It's a battle.
Jesus.
The enemy is not going to just let us just call the name freely.
Right.
He's definitely going to make his presence
Jesus,
known.
Jesus.
Satan, one thing about him, he's a hindering spirit.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't like for the name of Jesus to be exalted.
Right.
He doesn't want the name. He doesn't want a person to construct or to develop faith in the name.
Right.
He desires for that person to put faith into everything else, but to put it in the name.
Yep.
So he can live with that.
Yep.
He can live with you having faith in the Lord's healing.
Yep.
And the Lord, he honors that.
Yes,
he blesses them because the person has faith, the Lord's healing.
Yep.
But Satan knows that will not get you out of sin.
Right.
He knows that. So he knows as long... He knows if that's what can consume your mind, he can live with it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he'll keep putting it out there. You know, that's why you have all these great seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And the people heal, and the people have great faith. The Lord blessed them. But when you're talking about trying to receive Jesus, That's the one thing the enemy attacks your faith with. And really, to bring it all home, he attacks your mind.
Yes.
Satan, when you, the moment you decide that you want to be saved, or you want to stay saved, he attacks your mind.
Yes, he does.
And he lets you know, and since we, verse number 10 in Philippians, he tells you, he says, be strong.
Right.
Paul encourages the saints in Ephesus about understanding this war that we're engaged in.
Right.
This spirit, he says, you got to be strong.
Right.
Because he lets us know, he says, the type of spirits you're dealing with, he says, these are not new spirits.
No, they're not.
They're not. These spirits have been in the land for, I mean, thousands of
years.
It might be new to you.
Right.
But they're not new to Jesus.
Right.
Jesus knew all about these fallen angels.
Yep.
These fallen creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And as Paul said, in Ephesians 2, he says Satan is the prince of the power
of the air.
Of the air. We were talking about that.
Yep.
On Sunday, we always say, somebody said, oh, someone brought Satan in here. No, nobody got to bring him in.
Right.
He's the prince of the power that are in. He's in the air.
Yep.
And you think, even when in the days of Job, when the sons of God came to give an account of their stewardship, Jesus said Satan was in the midst also.
Right.
See, you don't get a service without Satan being here.
Right.
Whenever the saints come together, you've got to keep it in your mind. Satan is coming too.
Right.
A lot of times people get offended by it. Because they say, oh, you calling me the devil? No, I'm not calling you the devil. I love you as a person.
Right.
But I understand there is a force out here. That there's this energy that's in the air.
Yep.
And this specific energy is against everything the name is trying to prove.
Right.
The name still works.
Yes, it does.
People try hard. I always tell the saints all the time, people try hard to make Acts 2:21 a lie.
Yep.
What is Acts 2:21? Says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But just as much as we read that verse, Satan is working in the minds of the people.
Yes, he is.
He's constantly saying, that name is not going to save you.
Jesus.
Say everything else but the name.
Right.
But Paul told you, be strong in the Lord.
Right.
He says, you got another word? He says you got to have your mind girded.
Right.
He says you got to gird up the loins of your. You got to stop being wishy-washy about the name.
Right.
He says, and you've got to be strong with it because of what we are wrestling against.
Jesus.
He says we're wrestling against something strong in the earth. You're wrestling against a strong spirit.
Yes, we are.
It means to steal.
That's right.
Its objective is to steal,
mm-hmm.
to kill, and it wants to destroy.
Right.
You could have had a good day at work.
Yep.
Could have had a good spiritual day.
Yep.
But you got to know that unclean spirit is coming.
Coming.
He's coming to take away your good day with Jesus.
Yep.
And he comes, why? Because he's got a desire to steal, to kill it, and to destroy it.
That's right.
You might have a praise on your lips before you come into church.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, before you know it, the enemy will be there to steal, to kill, and it wants to destroy your praise.
He
doesn't want you to have a praise in
Jesus. Right.
And people don't know this until they have a mind to want to be saved.
Right.
See, everybody's not experiencing this warfare.
Jesus.
See, the warfare starts when those who decide that they want to live.
Right.
When you decide you want to be a disciple.
Yep.
That word disciple means a follower of Jesus.
That's true.
That means you didn't come in this way to follow behind no person.
Right.
You came in this way to follow behind Jesus.
That's right.
And the enemy don't like it.
No, he does not.
He doesn't like it.
Jesus.
He doesn't want you to walk with Jesus.
No.
He wants to disrupt that communication.
Yes.
He wants to keep you, all of them spirits.
Yep.
They want to keep you frustrated.
Yep.
Satan would love for you to be frustrated with holiness.
Jesus.
You know how it is when people come into the church.
Church, they be quick to do this and do that. And then you got to tell them, well, come on. Well, let's get your mind focused on Jesus first. And then you kind of see. You kind of see the whole attitude change.
Yes, you do.
You say, well, if it's about Jesus, what difference do it make? If I'm saying let's cry out to Jesus, I said let's do it together.
Yeah.
If we cry out to Jesus, what difference does it make what you do?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if you got to stand before Jesus, you got to stand before Jesus, and you got to give an account.
Yeah.
You got to give an account on the state or the condition of your soul.
Right.
We were talking about that in Bible class, about how important it is for you to really. I mean, you got to really make sure you have the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You cannot play with this.
No, you cannot.
This is not a game to play with.
Jesus.
This is not about image.
Yep.
It's not about title.
Yep.
It's not about position.
Yep.
It's about your soul. When Jesus calls for you, he's calling your soul.
Oh,
that's
right.
What he told that rich young ruler. He said, I got my stuff laid up for many years.
Yeah.
He said, I will tell my soul.
Yeah.
Soul, take thine ease.
Yeah.
Eat and be merry.
Yeah.
Jesus said, but you are a fool.
Yeah.
He said, because this night, this night your soul, not your body, not your position.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, your soul is going to be called into question.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
All of what you're chasing. The Lord said, I'm not chasing it.
Nope.
He said, I'm looking at your soul.
Right.
When Jesus sees you, he's looking at your soul.
Right.
He's staring at every person's soul right now.
Yes.
And the Lord is saying, how long shall these vain thoughts lodge within your imagination?
Yes.
How long will you let these unclean spirits
keep
having a control?
Yes.
I mean a full control over your mind.
Yes.
See, that's where the battle is.
Right.
The battle is in your mind.
Right.
You wake up with an attitude.
Right.
You're talking about you just tired.
Uh-huh.
I'm just so exhausted. Life done got the best of me. I'm telling you, you got a spirit at your mind.
Yeah.
And the Lord is trying to tell you, you need to get out of your field and put your mind on me.
Right.
He says, cast all of the cares. He said, I'm the only one that cares about you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And in holiness, ain't no pity pat.
No.
Ain't nobody going to come and soothe your back and give you some tissue.
Right.
Feel for you.
Right.
And the saints don't say, now why are you crying?
Yep.
Keep calling Jesus. You say, well, I'm going to go and be with my family. Go be with them.
Right.
But I'm telling you, you got a spirit at your mind.
Right.
And while you with your family, that spirit is attacking you.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's why you can't go to Sally Sue and Joe.
Right.
Because that spirit follows you everywhere.
Yes, yes.
You're wrestling with it. That's what it is. You're wrestling
with it.
You're tugging with it.
Yep.
You're trying to get something to make you feel better.
Right.
And try to soothe
Jesus.
That thought process
Jesus.
In your mind.
Jesus.
You're going home with it.
Jesus.
You're trying to get on the phone.
Because
you're trying to find something to break.
Jesus.
That spirit that won't let you go.
Jesus.
Then you try to go to sleep.
Jesus.
And it's all up in your dreams. At night. You wake up with that same spirit.
Yep.
You say, this spirit not leaving me alone.
No.
It's wrestling with you.
Yeah.
That's what Paul said. You got to be strong.
Yeah.
Not in your power, but in the power of the Lord.
That's it. That's it.
You got to have your feet solid.
Yes, you do.
Why? Because I'm going to tell you how personal this thing going to get.
Yep.
Your own family may not want this way.
Right.
It's just that person. You got to have it in your mind.
Right.
That even if everybody walks away, I've got to stick with Jesus.
Yes.
Even if the stuff comes in and the stuff is dead.
Yes.
When service is over, you got to go back and deal with
you
the stuff.
To go back
you got to wrestle with them demons.
Yes, you do.
And them demons, they ain't got no mind to be humble.
Nope.
They ain't got no man to repent.
Because
they know they will never be saved.
Right.
But those spirits that ask you, they're calling you all out your name.
Yes, they are.
Be strong in the Lord. Understand. Don't. I'm trying to get people to understand. You look at the reports of people that are dealing with the same issue you're dealing with.
Right.
And they're trying to deal with it outside of Jesus.
Right.
The only thing you keep hearing on the news is death.
Yep.
News Channel 6. A man kills himself today.
Yep.
The reason? Yep. Depression.
Yep.
And that's our mental illness. It's not a mental illness.
No.
It's a spirit.
It's fear.
That depression spirit been in the land for years.
Yes.
And it's been taking humanity to hell by the thousands.
Yes.
And now it's knocking at your door.
Yes.
It wants to make you another statistic.
Yes.
But you got to be strong in what Jesus gives you.
Right.
And having done all to stand.
Yes. Jesus.
Put up some resistance with that spirit.
Yes, that's right.
When that spirit be all in your mind, say, Lord help. No, no, Lord help. Lord rebuke the devil. He's attacking your mind while I'm talking.
That's right.
That's just how real
that's
it is.
Right.
When are you going to put up some resistance?
That's right.
When are you going to fight against
that's
it?
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's
right. When your loved one be talking to you, oh, well, sir, you got to say, wait a minute.
Yep.
This ain't Jesus.
Right.
The Lord is trying to deposit a word in the room. He says, and that spirit trying to, it's a spirit of distraction.
Yeah.
You know, and all kind of sleepiness.
Yep.
Tiredness.
Yep.
Frustration.
Yep.
Loneliness.
Yep.
Depression.
Yep.
The biggest one now is unbelief.
Unbelief.
That thing is strong.
Yes, it is.
It's a strong spirit.
Yes, it is.
I told the saints, when you're talking about why people not receiving the Holy Ghost, it ain't the fault of a person.
No, it's not.
It's a spirit of unbelief. That spirit is strong all in their mind. You see it when you're down there calling Jesus.
Right.
You see the people, they be laughing. Mm-hmm. They be down there calling, playing with their finger.
Yep. Yep.
You say, call Jesus.
Yep.
You try to get him to understand this is serious.
Right.
You will really go to hell if you don't have the Holy Ghost. I mean, you got
Jesus.
To tell it like it is.
Jesus.
You will really go to hell. There's nothing your mother can do.
No, no.
Nothing your father can do.
No, no.
You will really spend all of eternity.
Right. That's true, brother. That's true.
Try to get him to see the seriousness of it.
Yeah.
And they steadily laughing.
Yep.
Or you see them yawning.
Yep.
You know sleepiness.
Yep.
You say, what is this? Is this nothing but a spirit?
Yep.
When we come in here, we're in a war.
Yep.
And it's up to the individual.
Right.
Yep. The individual got to make up his mind.
Right.
That I'm going to put up
Jesus,
some resistance
Jesus.
To this spirit. Because
right.
When I get outside, I got a burst of energy.
Yep.
But when I get in church, for some reason, I look like I get sleepy. I told one of the brothers Friday night, I said, if you're sleeping, stand up. Put up some resistance.
Put up some resistance. Put up some resistance.
Stand up and go.
Yeah.
With everything inside of you. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, it has got to be from the depth of your being.
Right.
It can't be a casual Jesus.
Right.
It's got to be a Jesus mixed with faith.
Yep.
It's got to be a mixed with faith in Jesus.
Yep.
And when you say that thing, you got to know
right.
that my deliverance is on the way.
Yep.
Why? Because I told the saint the name is highly.
Yes.
It is highly exalted. Paul said, wherefore God
yep.
has highly exalted him
yep.
and given him a name
which is above.
You ain't never met a name like this.
Right.
God, the title God don't even come close to the name of Jesus.
Right.
The writer says you won't find salvation
not
in any
God.
Other.
That's right. That's true.
That's why we tell the seekers when you feel tired, call them a little bit more.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. Yep.
You said that spirit ain't over you yet? Say it again.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If you don't believe, say, Lord, I believe. Help thou now, Mom. That man cried that out to Jesus. He said, I really want to have faith in you. The Lord blessed him by performing that miracle to show him the power of his deed.
That's right.
And it's an increased faith.
You
got to read back.
Yep.
Say, Jesus.
Yeah.
People look at you crazy.
Yep.
Say it again.
Jesus. That's right.
Take the name in your home.
Yep.
Why? Because the spirits are in your home.
Yes, they are.
Say it in your house.
Yes, they are.
For everything that can hear.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, what are you letting Jesus? What are you letting them spirits know?
Jesus.
You don't have a control in here.
Right.
Jesus lives here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I know if you say his name enough.
If you say it enough.
If you say it, stop living defeated.
Yes.
Stop living defeated.
Right.
You know where you're helping.
That's right.
David said, look unto me.
My help.
Says it comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
He says the name of the Lord
is strong. Yeah.
Come on, that word needs to circulate.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta let those spirits know. When those spirits try to make you feel be a doubter, I'm with the name. You gotta say the name of the Lord.
Name of the Lord.
Sometimes walk around in your house. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous one to and find the faith. You never know, won't get another one. What is the other one? The writer says, whosoever shall call. Take it in your house.
The
name of the Lord shall be saved. Wherefore God has hired. Come on, talk to that spirit. That's a gift of name.
That's it.
And God has highly exalted.
Yeah.
Come on, you not crazy.
Yep.
We, the saints, we know the fight.
We know the fight.
We know we wrestle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Yeah. Power, Jesus.
The angrier they get, the more you stay.
The more you stay.
God has highly
exalted
and given it a name. Which is above
every
name. Let that spirit know that at the name of Jesus,
every name,
that spirit might be cussing you out in the house, but at the name of Jesus, go ahead, have your moment, but at the name of Jesus,
every knee,
all the spirits got to bow, something got to pray.
Yep.
I know if I keep the name lifted up in the midst of a people. Who want nothing to do with it. Jesus will deliver.
Yes, he will.
The weapons of our
war
are not
carnal,
but it's mighty through God.
To the pulling down.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe the name will pull.
Yeah.
Down that stump.
Yeah.
That caked up inside
you. That's right.
When you got faith in the name, you don't need an amen.
Jesus.
My faith goes beyond your amen.
Yeah.
I personalized my faith.
Yeah.
When I was on my knees crying out to Jesus, I personalized my faith.
That's right.
I moved my mother out the picture.
Yep.
I moved my father out the picture.
Yeah.
I removed my brother out the picture.
Yeah.
And I said, it's me.
It's me.
I'm all by myself.
I'm by myself.
And I let that blood from the
cross
drip all down my face.
Yes, Jesus.
I said, wash me in the blood.
Jesus.
I want to live for you.
Yes, Jesus.
I want to serve you.
Yes, Jesus.
In the beauty of truth.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't want things.
Yes.
I don't want any.
Yes.
Lord, they can have it.
Yes.
Let my soul in.
Let my soul in.
And I praise you.
Yes.
And to let my enemy in.
Yes.
I don't want no attitude.
Right.
I don't want no depression.
That's right.
Free my mind.
Free my mind.
When you get Jesus, he frees your mind.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
When you get Jesus, what you supposed to
have? Yes, he does.
See, you don't need an amen.
No, you don't.
You don't need your children's approval.
No, you don't.
If you do it, I'm going to tell you. You haven't personalized your walk.
Right.
It hasn't become between you and Jesus.
Yeah.
You gotta let that spirit know.
Yep.
Wherefore God
highly
has highly
exalted him.
Yes. I love this. Jesus used it.
Yes, Lord.
He was tempted in the wilderness.
Yep. Yep.
One of the greatest weapons he used was the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yes,
he said every time Satan would come at him, he says with the Scripture, Satan will use that thing.
Yes, he will.
But he used it wrong.
Yes, he did.
To promote self.
Yes, he did.
But Jesus kept giving him the Word.
Yes, he did.
He said, Satan, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. See, well, you're not doing nothing strange.
That's right.
It's
that's
not
right.
strange to Jesus.
That's right.
That you use the Scriptures against that spirit.
Yes.
That's why we tell you when you're down there, put a verse on your mind.
Put a verse on
why?
Your mind.
Why? Because the spirit is attacking
Jesus,
your mind.
Jesus.
That spirit of unbelief is going to knock at your door.
Jesus.
Oh, why are you calling Jesus?
Jesus.
You got to have the Word hidden in your heart.
Yeah.
You got to get on your knees. You got to say it. God is highly exalted.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You say it.
Yep.
I believe I like that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep.
You say it.
Yep.
Say it.
Yep.
Jesus.
Jesus. You say it. Right.
Come on, you gotta say it with some confidence.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You say it. Right.
It's not my word.
Right.
I didn't think it out.
Right.
It's your word.
That's your word, Lord Jesus. Right. You said it, Lord Jesus.
You said, whosoever shall call upon
the name of the Lord.
Where's your faith?
Where is your
faith? Whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. Your will didn't last. Come on, the prophet.
That's right.
What they were talking about.
That's right.
You said it. It's not my word.
Right.
When I'm on my knees, I'm only doing what your word.
I'm doing what your word say, Lord.
I'm not making this up.
That's right.
I can stand flat footed and quote the verse back to Jesus to let him know I'm not doing it on my own.
Right. That's right.
Jesus, you told me if I walk upright.
Right.
Before you, you said no good thing with you withhold from me. Jesus, you said.
You
said if I invoke that highly exalted name, you said something would happen.
Yeah.
I don't know when.
Yeah.
I don't know when. But all I know, you said.
You said it. You said it, Lord.
It's not my word.
Yeah. It's not my word. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I'm not doing something on my own.
Yep.
I'm doing what the Lord
said. That's right.
He said, have that name of Jesus.
Yep.
He said, things got to bow.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Something got to bow.
Yes.
Something got to break.
That's right.
Come on, you get tired of talking, son.
Yep.
Sometimes you talk to him, go in one ear,
out the other.
But that's the name of Jesus.
That's the name of Jesus.
Something got to bow. Stronghold.
Right.
It's not in somebody else.
Yep.
The stronghold is in you.
Yep.
The stubbornness is in you.
Yep.
It's not always in the fault of somebody else.
Right.
It's always your mind.
Right.
Call them until your that mind. Thing breaks.
Yeah.
Isaiah says the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Yeah.
The anointing is Jesus.
That's
the yoke shall be destroyed. Say it in the air. The yoke shall be destroyed.
Yep.
I believe this thing, Satan. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe it. I wouldn't be here if I did not believe
it.
But I believe in it. I believe it in a day and in a time when people are turning away from the name. They trying to connect with Jesus without coming through the name.
That's it.
I always tell them on Friday, I would tell them, I said, let the name deliver you.
Right, right.
Let the name deliver you.
Let the name deliver you.
Sometimes I know we want to move, shake, and let the name.
Let the name.
Let the name. God is highly exalted. Let the name deliver you.
Jesus.
Let the name free your mind. That's how I knew I had the Holy Ghost.
Because
the name freed my mind. I didn't even want to stop calling you.
That
thing was so good to me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It was all in my leg. The name came down in my leg.
Jesus.
Now, I didn't even know why I was moving. But all I could say was Jesus. At the name.
Yes, Lord.
At the name.
That's
true. My feet got light.
At
the name.
Yes.
My hands went away. At the name.
At the name. At the name.
But I sure had to believe it.
At the name.
Can't get this on your own. Putting down a stronghold. Casting down. I need the Lord to cast down the imagination.
Every imagination.
I need him to get into the come on, saints. Let him get into your mind.
Let him get in. Jesus.
Forget about your image.
That's right.
No one cares about your image.
That's right.
Let Jesus get in your mind.
That's right.
See him high and lifted up.
Yeah, that's truth, brother.
And call him until he came.
Jesus.
That imagination.
Yeah.
Till that depression leaves.
Yep.
See, one thing about them demons, they recognize the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
They know they cannot compete.
No, they cannot.
With the name of Jesus.
That's right.
They know their authority is limited.
Yeah.
When it comes to the name of Jesus.
When it comes to the name.
Those spirits try to make you feel
like
they are superior to the name, but the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
The name is stronger than any unclean.
That's right.
All of them got to
bow. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I've seen that name save. That name heals.
Yes,
that name set free.
Yes, it does.
That name, I love to see when people cry out to Jesus.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you see the tears flow.
That's right.
Somewhere down the line, there's a connection.
There's a connection.
I mean, there's a spiritual connection. Not flesh connection.
Nope.
Flesh connection is number movement.
Right.
I'm talking about in here.
Yeah.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Spiritual connection. Jesus, I can't live like this.
Right.
It's too much for me to bear.
That's right.
I'm exhausting my own self.
Yes.
Trying to live a double life.
Yes.
Choose.
Yep.
Who you're going to serve.
That's right. That's right. Choose who you're going to serve.
Casting down.
Yep.
Attitude.
Yep.
Stubbornness.
Yep.
Stiffness.
Yep.
Disobedience.
Yep.
A hard head.
Yep.
Who are you talking about, Mr. Singleton? Me?
Yep.
I ain't got to talk about you.
No.
I've been with Jackie for 33 years. I know who Jackie is. Carl, I got to talk. I keep this before my
right, right.
I said, Jesus, cast this stuff out.
Cast this stuff down, Lord.
I don't want to feel bad when I come to church.
Please,
what am I depressed for?
Please, Jesus.
What am I sad for?
Please, Jesus.
Look at where you are.
Right.
You're in a place of truth.
Yes.
You're not with the crowd.
No.
But the people who strike the organ.
Yep.
You see them sliding across the floor.
Yeah.
And you smiling because you're talking about that's the Holy Ghost.
Foolish.
That's not the Holy Ghost.
No, it's not.
The Spirit of the Lord don't act unseen.
No, it doesn't. It
doesn't work that way. Jesus comes in based upon a person's faith.
Yes.
Faith into the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
That's how I told a brother the other day down there. He told me, he said, well, he said, I received the Holy Ghost prayer meeting. I said, oh, okay. He said, everybody came down to the altar, started calling Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the music was going. He said, listen, you know, I ran around the church.
Jesus.
I said, oh, it's not saying that you can't receive the Holy Ghost in the praise service.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, I said, how I received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He told me to get on my knees.
Yep.
Humble myself.
Humble yourself. Yep.
Humble.
Yep. Yep.
Humble.
Yep. That's it. That's
he doesn't put, Jesus said he resists the pride.
Yes, he does.
Humble.
Yep.
That humble means you're denying self.
Yes, you are.
That's why people don't like coming to the altar.
No, they don't.
Because they got to
humble themselves. Right. Yep.
Hello.
Yep.
Get down. I had to uplift my
hands.
Yep.
I had to be obedient.
Yep.
I realized that I had to go through the same thing the saints had to go through.
Yeah.
Obedience.
Yep. Yep.
And when I realized it wasn't going to work.
Nope.
Until I did it the right way.
Yep, yep.
I humbled myself.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Crying out to Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus. That's
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
The beautiful thing I loved about Bishop, he cut the music.
Yes, he did.
Because he understood that spirit was working. It could work as a distraction.
Yeah.
Because people would start getting, trying to shout by the music.
Yep.
And then when the music stopped, they stopped.
They stopped. Right.
That's not how this works.
No.
Cut the music. Yeah. I want to see what is the name.
Right. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
What is the name doing for you?
That's right.
Don't forget about my knees. You got that spirit still on us.
Yep.
Get back down.
Yep.
Say, nope, I ain't got that thing off of me yet.
Yep.
And oh, you gotta be honest. When I'm in prayer, when I'm in church, I have zero focus.
Jesus.
Because I have things dealing in my mind.
Yep.
I gotta go back out there and deal with this,
with
that,
with
this. Then I deal with these emotions.
Yep.
I gotta deal with these feelings.
Yep.
Then I gotta try to get up and preach.
Yep.
I gotta finish preaching, I gotta
go back
and deal with the feelings again. I need Jesus to cast down the imagination.
Right.
I need the Lord to bring some order. The name of Jesus brings order. It brings stability.
Yes, he does.
It brings consistency in your life.
Yes, he does.
Name doesn't have me going here.
Yeah.
It settles me.
Yep.
Holy Ghost gives a spirit of contentment.
Yep.
Then Paul says, we'll be content. In whatsoever state you're in.
Yeah.
Come on, give me 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4. You can't bomb enough people out.
No.
You can't bomb everybody out.
No, you cannot.
Because the weapons of our warfare is not with this.
No. Yep.
You're not helping anybody with this.
No, you're not.
This thing is full.
Yep.
Of deadly.
You
can kill someone's face.
Yep.
By what you say out of your mouth.
That's true. That's true.
You can kill their spirit.
Yep.
Let you know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Not carnal.
They're mighty through God.
Yep.
They're mighty through who?
Jesus. Yep.
See, you can't do this on your own.
No, you cannot.
It only works through Jesus.
Yes.
To what point? To the pulling?
Pulling down the stronghold. Casting down
imagination.
And
every what?
High thing.
Get that proud and lofty.
Yep.
This is not for me.
Yep.
The name. That's all you have to tell yourself. To your mind, get the message.
The name.
It's too many scriptures that talk about the power that is in the name.
There's
too many illustrations
in
the New Testament of people who used the name, and got something out of it.
That's right.
Two went to the temple to pray.
Yep.
One a Pharisee, one a publican.
Yep.
One was down there going through the motion.
Yep.
And another one cried out to Jesus in truth.
Have mercy.
And Jesus said, who do you think went out of prayer and testified?
Yes.
Said that publican.
Yep.
Said he wouldn't even lift up his head.
No, he would.
See, I call it help healthy movement.
Yeah.
Scripture, he beat upon his chest.
Yes, he did.
Why? Because there was support in what was in his head.
Yeah.
It's a healthy movement.
Yeah.
He said, Jesus, be merciful.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we'll do that.
Jesus.
To the altar, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's me, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Think over your steps you got to go through, son.
Right.
When you come to the altar, think about the challenges.
Yeah.
You got to face
that's
when
right.
you walk out of
walk
here.
Out of here.
When that will help you identify
that's
your purpose.
That's right. That's right.
It's me.
Yep.
I'm on the verge of breaking down.
Yep.
My knees are weak.
Yeah.
Why? Because life is just too much for one person to bear.
Yeah.
I need a lifting.
Yep.
I need the name to do something for me that I cannot do for myself.
Jesus.
I need to see this name come alive.
Yeah.
Right while I sit.
That's right.
I believe if a person does it, the Lord will bless you right where you sit.
Yes, he will. Yes.
He'll bless your mind.
Yes, he will.
Is this, saints?
Yes,
those spirits are attacking your mind.
Jesus.
You need the name to lift that stuff.
Yeah.
And let the name be breaking.
Yeah. That's right.
Open your mouth. And it lets you walk away in the church free.
Yeah.
Everybody else be mad.
Yep.
But the name of blessed
now mind. Free your mind.
I got praise.
Yeah.
You ain't got to tell me, come my.
That's right.
I'm free.
That's right.
That name's broken.
That's right.
And that name says lose him.
Yep.
Y'all can imagine, but it wasn't so much of Lazarus dying.
Yeah.
That got Jesus. Scripture said he saw death on Lazarus.
Yeah, yeah.
And death is what made Jesus cry.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is not for death.
No, he is not.
Jesus said, I come that you might have life.
Yeah.
So that thing hurt to see a human
trying
to live in this world in death.
In death.
When Jesus said, you can live.
Yeah.
He said, he looked at that grave, stared at it.
Yep.
Thank the Lord, he didn't say, grave come forth.
Because
everybody was God.
I would have scared the earth.
But he called him by his name.
Jesus.
He said, Lazarus.
Yeah.
Come forth. Lazarus came out. How you know he was dead?
Yeah.
The proof was he had his grave covered.
Yes, he did.
Jesus made sure everybody saw that this man was dead.
Yeah.
But don't you know I am life?
Yeah.
I didn't come for you to stay depressed. Something, a spirit is on you.
Yeah.
So you need the name to say Luther.
Luther.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
She has a right to leave.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
That's right.
Jesus said, leave her alone.
Yeah.
If she wants me, she can have me.
Right.
And if you get too much involved, I'll move you out of
the way.
Jesus is God. Make no mistake about it.
Jesus.
He is God.
Yes, he is.
He gonna let every sinner know that on the day of judgment.
Yes, he will.
You got to stand before a righteous God.
Yep.
One writer said he's going to have the scepter in his right hand.
Right,
he's going to demand an account of your soul.
That's right.
I know you hear the Lord talking to you.
That's right.
You hear it.
Yep.
You hear him.
You hear him. Jesus, you hear him. You hear the Lord.
So I'm trying to work with you.
Right.
I'm trying, but you got to at least come 50%.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you do a little bit, he said, you draw nigh to me.
I'll draw nigh
to you.
Yep.
He said, you just come and let us
reason together. Yeah.
If you got an attitude, bring it to the Lord.
Bring it to the Lord.
If you're frustrated,
yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to tell you stay at home.
No.
I'm going to tell you bring it.
Right.
Why? Because the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But the name can pull.
Yes.
Down the stronghold.
Yes.
It loosed death over Lazarus.
Yes.
Lazarus came forth.
Yep.
People pray. You see how powerful Jesus is. He even scripture said that at his resurrection, that many bodies of the saints
rose. Yep.
Not only that, but they appeared.
Yep.
Scripture said they appeared unto me.
Yes, they did. Yes,
Jesus
has
proven himself to you many times.
Jesus.
That man at the gate.
Jesus.
Called beautiful.
Yes.
Who asked for alms.
Yep.
And all of a sudden these two brothers said, silver and gold, we ain't got it.
Yep.
We ain't got it.
Yep.
But what I have.
What I have.
What is in my possession.
Yeah.
That's all I can give you.
That's right. That's right.
At the name
at
of Jesus.
At the name. That's right.
Rise up.
Yep.
And walk.
Yep.
Scripture say immediately.
Yep.
His feet.
Yep.
And his ankle bones.
Got
straight.
Yeah.
That means whatever was keeping his legs lit.
Right.
The name was moving.
Yes, it did. Yes,
how
it
you
did.
Know he got it? Because he went into an environment where people had no praise.
Jesus.
And he went in there, what did he say? Leave it. They were. He could care less.
No, he could. He
said, I'm trying to tell you how I got this.
Yeah,
how I got this.
Yeah.
I came through the name.
Came through the name.
It was the stone that you rejected.
That's right.
Guess what? It still won.
Yes. That's right, brother.
I tell you, I think people really going to try to prove the scriptures to be a lie.
Yep. Everything.
They try now. They try hard
everything.
To prove Acts to be a lie.
Jesus.
And Jesus said, I don't stand up here and spoke through the prophet Joel.
Jesus.
Saying the last day, it shall come to pass.
Yep.
Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord.
Shall.
All Peter did said, this ain't no new word.
Right.
He said, this is the same spoken word that was spoken way
back.
He said, the word came alive.
Yes, it did.
But them people, as much as they saw them people rejoice, they were still trying to prove the word to be alive.
Right. Right.
And you're not going to outbeat Jesus.
No, you're not.
You cannot outbeat.
No, you're not.
You will die.
Yes, you will.
If you don't believe that Jesus is,
you will die
in your sin.
Yes, the scripture. That's what the word says.
And Numbers told you that. Be sure.
Yep.
Scriptures, Numbers want you to be clear.
Yep.
See, that word be sure means be clear.
Clear, yes.
Your sin.
Well,
Lord, that I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say one word. He that is filthy,
let him. Filthy still. Jesus.
Oh, one day.
Yep.
The Lord going to ask you about Acts 2 and 21.
Yeah.
And I'm curious as to what kind of answer.
Yeah.
Are you really going to give Jesus to justify?
Yeah.
We were talking about that in Bible class.
Yeah.
We're on the day of judgment. Why many people. Enemy used that name to trick a lot of people.
Yes, he did.
They used it for the praise service.
Yep.
They used it to sing praises.
Yep.
They done many wonderful works.
Yep.
And Jesus said on that day,
yep.
He said the majority of those that are going to lift up their eyes in hell
yep.
are people that were familiar with my name.
The name. Yep.
He said, because many
yep.
will say to me
in that day
and on the day of judgment.
Yep.
Lord, Lord,
I did this.
Did not we Jews cast out devils?
Yep.
How?
Yep.
In your name.
Right.
Jesus said, you got one problem.
Yep.
You didn't use it to get out of sin.
Right.
You used it to make merchandise.
Yep.
You used it to have your little YouTube videos.
Yep.
You know, to get your little monetary subscription.
Yeah.
But you didn't use it to come out.
Come out of your sin. That's true.
I tell people all the time, I know that you never knew being in this kind of seat, the heat
yeah.
that comes with it.
Yep.
But you got to be strong
yep.
in the Word. Not in my mind.
Right.
You got to be strong in your faith.
Yes.
When that spirit comes knocking at your door,
yes,
you got to have a word to give back to it.
That's right. That's right.
When that depression gets on your mind, have a word for it.
Yes.
Say, well, what does it say? It is written.
Yep. Yep.
At the name of Jesus, everywhere. Things in heaven,
yep,
things in earth.
Things under.
I know sometimes we go through things, and I know the way may seem real bleak.
Jesus.
They look real difficult, but the name still works.
Yes, he does.
You can find the strength to just keep opening up your mouth.
Yep.
Just keep saying Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I believe this. Yeah. I believe the Lord will help you.
Yeah.
He'll bless your mind.
He will.
You won't have so many things going on in your head.
Yeah.
Name will regulate it.
That's right.
It'll put some kind of order to it.
That's right.
Order, saints.
That's right.
See what we want to remember this.
Yes.
At the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
At the name.
That's right. That's right.
Everything. I don't care what it is. That stuff got to bow.
Yes, it does.
It's got to break. So we pray, Josh, you got something out of the match,
yeah,
on this morning.
Jesus.
Let this word be a blessing,
yes,
to you.
Jesus.
Don't run away from it.
Don't run away.
See, the Lord is calling you.
Yes.
He's calling.
Yep.
The Lord didn't bring you here by accident.
No, he did not.
The Lord, he's very purposeful,
yep,
in his movements,
yep,
with you.
Yep.
Add to everything.
Yep. Yep.
There is a season and a purpose.
That's true.
When you're here for a purpose.
Right. That's right.
The Lord is trying to put a word,
yeah,
in you.
In you.
You ask for it,
yep,
and it may not be what you want.
Yep. Yep.
I can always knew that when people came into our church friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew.
Yep.
I said, oh yeah, when you hear this word,
yep,
I know it's going to slice you.
It's going to slice you up.
I used to laugh because I used to see him squirming.
Yep. Itching to get up. Yeah. Jesus.
He said, praise the Lord. He said, well, what's wrong? Like I told Shauna, they're dealing with truth.
Right.
Remember, the word done found them out.
Yes.
Take a little while to digest.
Yep.
And they'll be like, oh, I thought I was getting by. Every now and then.
Yep.
But Deacon Williams said that thing, the Lord know how to shake your truth.
Yes, he does.
He did that thing in Baltimore. He was shaking. He said, Lord, know how to shake your truth.
Jesus.
I mean, shake it.
Yes, he does.
To wake you up.
Yes, he does.
Let you know this is not a place.
That's right.
If you don't have Jesus like you're supposed to, you will really lift up your eyes.
Right.
But the Lord said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundant. So we pray and trust. Out of the message this morning in Jesus' name.
That's
God, we'll turn the service back into the hands of Holy Spirit. Let's see what the heart is.
I help it in the name of the Lord. Oh, I help is in the name of the Lord.